Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Friday, August 26th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Oregon isn't often in the travel plans for Republican Party leaders, but the state doesn't often have a bunch of congressional seats up for grabs. That's why U.S. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy was in town this week, speaking at a roundtable with Republican candidates running for the 4th, 5th, and 6th congressional seats. Oregon's lone Republican in Congress, Representative Cliff Bentz, was also in attendance, alongside mayors, city councilors, and police association members from nearly a dozen small towns across the state. McCarthy hammered home the theme of rising crime in cities like Portland, trying to tie those figures to Democratic policies. Quote, "My one question to everybody in Oregon is, do you look forward to going to downtown Portland again?" McCarthy said. No officials from Portland were in attendance. Quote, "Want to feel safe in your streets, and we have candidates who believe in safety," unquote. The event was organized by Lori Chavez de Remer, the former Happy Valley mayor who's running against Democrat Jamie McLeod Skinner in the 5th Congressional District race. Republicans also think they have a shot at winning Peter DeFazio's seat, the 4th, where Democrat Val Hoyle faces Republican Alex Scarlatos. In the 6th district, which is seemingly also up for grabs, Republican Mike Erickson faces Democratic candidate Andrea Salinas. Columbia Steel Casting Company, a mill in North Portland that dates back to 1901, will close and lay off hundreds of its workers this fall. The foundry said 225 workers represented by three different unions will be fired. They'd be laid off starting in October, according to a news release. The layoffs are permanent. CEO Martha Cox, whose grandfather founded the mill in 1901, said they've faced fierce competition from overseas competitors in recent years. Cox also said state and local environmental regulations were a disadvantage for the company. The company claims it's the first steel foundry in the Pacific Northwest. It made industrial parts for decades out of an 87-acre campus just south of the Columbia Slough. A plane dating back to the 1950s towers above the heads of drivers on US 101 south of Tillamook Bay. Nicknamed the Gate Guard of the Tillamook Air Museum, the attack plane used by Navy pilots is officially coming down after nearly 25 years on display. The plane is damaged and starting to appear corroded due to its proximity to the salty coastal waters. Officials wanted to preserve the plane. It will be added to the growing collection at the museum indoors. The pole that held the plane aloft will not stay bare for long. Welding students at Tillamook Bay Community College designed and built a three-dimensional model of a K-class airship, which were blimps used for anti-submarine warfare in the Second World War. The 25-foot-long metal blimp model took a year and a half to complete, with help from students across four different academic terms. It's not clear when the blimp will be installed. Laika's forthcoming adaptation of Wildwood, the fantastical children's novel written by Portland's own Colin Malloy, has some serious star power. The Hillsboro-based stop-action animation studio announced its cast for Wildwood this week. It's got Oscar Heft. Mahershala Ali and Angela Bassett are just two of the big names on the Wildwood voicing cast. Carey Mulligan, Awkwafina, Charlie Day, Jemaine Clement and Tom Waits are also signed on to the project, among others. Wildwood is the brainchild of Malloy, the frontman of the Decemberists. The project is still in development. Travis Knight, Laika's president and CEO, first bought rights to Wildwood back in 2011. The children's novels follow an enchanted wonderland known as Wildwood, which exists just outside of Portland. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to OregonLive.com/podsupport.